Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Norbin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Palm Sunday, marking the beginning of Holy Week, celebrated across country and Nagaland. Chief Minister Nipirio calls on people to reflect on Christ's humble journey into Jerusalem, marked by grace and purpose. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says situation in West Asia has created challenging times as the region is a key hub for India's energy needs, and government reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumours. Now the news in detail. Palm Sunday was celebrated in various parts of the country, including Nagaland, today marking the beginning of Holy Week and commemorating the triumphal entry of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem ahead of his crucifixion. Special prayers and processions were held at different churches. Devotees carried leaves symbolizing the entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. Palm Sunday marks the start of Easter observances leading up to Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Citizens across Wokha district celebrated Palm Sunday with great devotion. Sunday school students went around the district carrying palm leaves and singing hymns, spreading the spirit of the occasion. Many also gathered at the clock tower, Wokha, to mark the day with joy and reverence. On Palm Sunday, Chief Minister Nipirio called on people to reflect on Jesus Christ's humble journey into Jerusalem, marked by grace and purpose. He expressed hope that the sacred occasion will inspire faith, humility and compassion and renew the spirit of peace, hope and goodwill for all. Deputy Chief Minister Yanthongo Patton said Palm Sunday is a reminder of the values of peace, humility and sacrifice. He expressed hope that the Holy Week would bring renewed hope and harmony to all homes and communities. Mr. Patton further wished that Palm Sunday would be a time of spiritual growth and goodwill across Nagaland and beyond. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the situation in West Asia has created challenging times as the region is a key hub for India's energy needs. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the nation will overcome the challenge as it did during the COVID-19 pandemic.
जिस क्षेत्र में अभी युद्ध चल रहा है वह क्षेत्र हमारी ऊर्जा आवश्यकताओं का बड़ा केंद्र है इसकी वजह से दुनिया भर में पेट्रोल और डीजल को लेकर संकट की स्थिति बनती जा रही है हमारे वैश्विक संबंध अलग अलग देशों से मिल रहा सहयोग और पिछले एक दशक में देश का जो सामर्थ्य बना है इनकी वजह से भारत इन परिस्थितियों का डटकर मुकाबला कर रहा है मैं आज मन की बात के माध्यम से सभी देशवासियों से फिर यह आग्रह करूंगा कि हमें एकजुट होकर इस चुनौती से बाहर निकलना है
The Prime Minister expressed gratitude to the Gulf nations for providing all kinds of assistance to over 1 crore Indian diaspora during this time. Mr. Modi cautioned against politicizing the issue and warned that rumors could harm national interests. He urged people not to be misled by rumors and trust the information given by the government.
हमारे लाखों परिवारों के सगे संबंधी इन देशों में रहते हैं खासतौर पर खाड़ी देशों में काम करते हैं मैं गल्फ कंट्रीज का बहुत आभारी हूं वे ऐसे 1 करोड़ से ज्यादा भारतीयों को वहां पर हर प्रकार की मदद दे रहे हैं जो लोग इस विषय पर भी राजनीति कर रहे हैं उन्हें राजनीति नहीं करनी चाहिए यह देश के 140 करोड़ देशवासियों के हित से जुड़ा विषय है इसमें स्वार्थ भरी राजनीति का कोई स्थान नहीं है मैं सभी देशवासियों से अपील भी करूंगा कि वो जागरूक रहे अफवाहों के बहकावे में न आए सरकार की तरफ से जो आपको निरंतर जानकारी दी जा रही है उसी पर विश्वास करके कोई कदम उठाए
इन द मंथली प्रोग्राम प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी हाईलाइटेड द ज्ञान भारतम सर्वे एम्ड एट डॉक्यूमेंटिंग इंडियाज रिच कल्चरल हेरिटेज थ्रू पब्लिक पार्टिसिपेशन The objective of the initiative is to collect information about manuscripts across the country. The survey will continue until mid-June. Mr. Modi urged everyone to share aspects of their culture through the survey. The Prime Minister praised the role of My Bharat in engaging youth in nation-building, citing large participation in initiatives like the Budget Quest and Essay Competition. He also commended young contributors for their ideas on development, farmer welfare and women-led growth.
माय भारत द्वारा बजट फेस्ट का आयोजन किया गया। इसका मकसद था देश भर के युवाओं को बजट प्रक्रिया और नीति निर्माण से जोड़ना। इससे जुड़ी क्विज में देश भर से करीब 12 लाख युवाओं ने हिस्सा लिया। इनसे पता चलता है कि मेरे युवा साथी देश के विकास में अपना योगदान देने के लिए कितना तत्पर है।
The government has said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country and reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumors. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas said excise duty on petrol and diesel has been reduced by 10 rupees per liter to support consumers. Export duty has also been imposed on aviation turbine fuel to ensure domestic availability. The ministry said domestic LPG supply remains normal with over 55 lakh cylinders delivered daily. It said commercial LPG supply has reached about 70% of pre-crisis levels. Natural gas is being prioritized for households and transport, while PNG connections are being expanded rapidly. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways said all Indian seafarers in the region are safe, with no incidents reported in the past 24 hours. It stated that 18 Indian vessels continue to operate safely in the Gulf and over 900 seafarers have returned home. Meanwhile, the Ministry of External Affairs said over 5,24,000 people have returned to India since the 28th of February. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. In West Asia, Israel struck key military infrastructures in central Tehran overnight, while Iran continued to launch missiles and drone attacks on Gulf countries. Israeli Defense Forces said it carried out a wide-scale wave of strikes on Iranian military infrastructure in Tehran, targeting weapons production, missile facilities, aerial defense systems, and command centers. Several commanders were reportedly killed. Meanwhile, defense forces across the Gulf region are on high alert as Iran continued missile and drone attacks on the UAE, Kuwait, and Bahrain. The strikes come in response to earlier US and Israeli attacks on Iranian steel plants. Emirates Global Aluminium reported damage to its Al Tawali plant in Abu Dhabi, while Aluminium Bahrain said two workers were slightly injured. Under the Dream Nagaland initiative, the Department of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship is conducting a special registration campaign for persons with disabilities, PWDs, from March 1st to 31st. The aim drives to ensure inclusive and accessible registration of PWDs as job seekers, in line with the 4% job reservation mandated under the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Act 2016. In Kohima District, the Regional Employment Exchange, in collaboration with the District Administration, has been organizing registration camps at the sub-divisional level. According to T. Yimli Khumsuk, Regional Employment Officer, Kohima, camps were held recently in Jakhama Sub-Division, Chepobuzu, and Kohima. Another camp is scheduled at Seche Zubza tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the SDO office. Eligible applicants who have attained 14 years of age with minimum qualification of Class 8 and possess a UDID card or medical certificate from a competent authority have been asked to apply. PWDs seeking registration can also contact Regional Employment Exchange Kohima for assistance. Minister of State for Tribal Affairs Durga Das Uyki has said that India's tribal communities are a powerful symbol of harmony with nature and play a crucial role in environmental conservation and cultural preservation. The minister was addressing the Van Dhan Conclave at Bharat Tribes Fest 2026 in New Delhi. The minister added that the government has shifted its focus from welfare to empowerment by creating dignified livelihood opportunities. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Both teams will be looking to start their campaign on a winning note. Mumbai Indians will be led by Hardik Pandya for the third consecutive season. Last night, in the opening match of the 19th season, hosts Royal Challengers, Bengaluru defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 6 wickets. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Palm Sunday, marking the beginning of Holy Week, celebrated across country and Nagaland. Chief Minister Nipirio calls on people to reflect on Christ's humble journey into Jerusalem, marked by grace and purpose. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says situation in West Asia has created challenging times as the region is a key hub for India's energy needs. and government reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumors. And with that, we end this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.